Gareth Stewart in the afternoon at Cull FM. But there goes Smith. And Cool Kids has gone 23 minutes after 2 now. We've known about this over the last couple of days. Delighted to be joined in the show by Rita Ora. Rita, how are you doing?
I'm good, how are you?
I'm very well. I was thinking, they sent the email through saying Rita Ora has time to talk to you. And I said, that lady never has time for anything. She's constantly on the go.
Well, I have time for the things that matter, my friend.
You've been all over the place. This year has been absolutely hectic for you, hasn't it?
Oh, thank you so much. Well, you know, I like to be busy. I like to be a bit of a 360 all-time rounder. So, yeah, I think it has been.
Rita, the last time we spoke to you was when your first album came out. And the career has just sort of went into a next level since then. Hasn't it?
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely become a journey. I think when we spoke last time, I was super excited about my first album, and now it's all about the second album. It feels like the first for me, though. You know, I tend to keep my, I treat all my albums the same.
But you've done so many things, like Style Out, Icon, and the fashion thing, and the films, and all the rest of it. Is that something that you really, really wanted to do when you were young, or is it just something that came about and you said, yes, I'm definitely going to do that? Because I know you work, you're a worker for the things that happen to you.
Yeah, well, I think that it comes with the... It comes with your patience, really. I think I learned that along the way, and kind of being sure that you remind yourself of why you're doing this, and if it's whatever keeps you hungry, you know. I'm still very passionate and very driven, and I have a lot of things that I want to achieve, and this album for me really represents that. And music is my blood, it's my home. So for me, doing another Rita Ora album is like literally the most exciting thing ever.
Was it hard for you to get time to sort of sit down and get into the studio and get the new album going with all the other projects that are going on?
No, not at all. I don't take on projects if I don't do them 100%.
This album, I hate to use the line, it's going to be different from the first album, but I suppose you've lived a lot more has happened in your life. Has that come through you?
Yes, 100%. I think that's why this album took so long, because I had some trials and tribulations and some personal things and business things that kind of made me not want to work musically. My inspiration kind of disappeared for a moment, and it's never good to work when you're under that pressure and under that stress. So after that cleared up, I really walked into the studio and I felt free, and I've made this record really free, and it's all about just honesty and timelessness for me, and something I'd like to sing in 10 years' time, you know?
The single Never Let You Down, it's hard to believe that it was last year, because you're never out of the charts. We're always, every day, we're playing you, whether it's a collaboration with somebody.
Thank
and
you,
of course.
Good. That's good, though, isn't it?
Absolutely. And we're loving it. Last week, actually, the future hit of the week was the one that you've teamed up with Charles Hamilton on as well, which were brilliant response.
Thank you so much. Well, I love Charles, and it's nice to support somebody that I appreciate.
And of course, sang at the White House, sang at the Oscars, the fashion that we touched on at the Oscars as well. How was that for you?
That was amazing. That's one of the most terrifying things I've ever done in my life.
Do you still get nervous about things?
No, but only if you're doing the Oscars.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, that is watched by literally the whole entire world. So for me, I'm like, oh goodness, I just hope I pull it off. And it just felt great.
Well, it was brilliant. Absolutely fantastic. So the new single, Poison, it's out on the 28th of June. You have a new album coming out as well, but we haven't got a date for that yet, have we?
No, the date for that is around September.
September time, okay. And are all the tracks ready for it, or is the album complete? Okay.
Yes, the album is complete.
Rita, before we go, there's been loads of talk about The Voice and The X Factor and all the rest of it. We've talked about it in the entertainment news. I said we played your music every day. We've talked about this in the entertainment news every single day. In fact, nearly every hour about The X Factor, stories about Simon Cowell throwing everything, nearly the kitchen sink at you to get you on board. Is it something that is happening, or...?
Well, you know, I really respect what he's done, you know, as a businessman, and I have had the most amazing experience on The Voice, and it's a huge compliment, but really, it's all about this album for me and the music, you know, and the single coming out June 28th, and making sure the album just comes across the right way.
Did you enjoy The Voice?
I did. It was an extremely great experience. I mean, we have a lot of talent, you know, in the UK. It's pretty impressive.
Absolutely. Well, look, good luck with the single. I know you have a lot of people to talk to today. You have a very, very busy summer ahead of you as well. Hopefully you will get over to Belfast if you tour with it next year as well. But good luck with the album. The single out 28th of June. We're going to play it now. This is Poison.
Thank you.
Bye. Cheers. Bye-bye. Could have beer for breakfast. My sanity for lunch.